The first thing we hear in this arrangement is the original intro. It's 8 measures long, and let's go through the chords that we'll need. We'll have a C chord because we are in the key of C. So that's your 3rd finger, 5th string, 3rd fret. Finger 2, you're on the 4th string, 2nd. And then finger 1, you will be on the 2nd string, 1st fret. Then we'll need the C major 7, and everything is the same except we take the 1st finger off to make the 2nd string open. And then we will add the 4th finger onto the 2nd string 3rd fret. And this is a C add 9. These are the 3 versions of the C chord that we will need in the intro. We'll need 3 versions or qualities of the A minor chord as well. We'll need a regular A minor, which is our 2nd finger on the 4th string 2nd fret, 3rd finger on the 3rd string 2nd, and then your 1st finger on the 2nd string 1st. That's A minor. We will need to take the 1st finger off at some point, so that's an A add 2. We will need to put the 4th finger on the 2nd string 3rd fret, and that will be our A suspended. And that's the 3 chords we'll use based around the A minor during the intro. So let's take a look at the first batch of chords that are based around the C. So I started with the C, and with the picking pattern, I hit the 5th and 2nd strings together. So we'll use the thumb and middle finger for that in the picking hand. Then we'll have 4th, 3rd, and that's the thumb and then the index. Then we'll hit the 5th again, followed by the 2nd. So that's thumb, middle. Then we do the same thing, except we do it with the C major 7 chord. So take the 1st finger off. Then we'll do it with a C add 9. So add the 4th finger to the 2nd string 3rd fret. Pinch, 4th, 3rd, 5th, 2nd, 4th, 3rd, and then back to the C chord. And that's what we do with the first batch of C chords. Now let's take a look at what happens after this.